the rest of the story. The little boy sat quietly at the hearthside as his father Apollos began his story. "It's time you knew how I came to this land," he said, "and more important, why I came." And this is the story that he told. Once upon a very dark time, more than 100 years before Apollos was born, France's Roman Catholic establishment began persecuting the Protestant minority. Those French Protestants were called Huguenots, or Huguenots, as it has been anglicized, and Apollos' ancestors were among them. The persecution escalated quickly into a terrible event that would burn in the memories of Apollos' family through each generation thereafter. It started as an attempt by the monarchy to exterminate the Huguenot leaders. The surprise attack began with the sounding of church bells, and when the leaders were dead, the homes and shops of Huguenot citizens were ransacked, the occupants were murdered, and soon the streets of Paris ran red with the blood of French Protestants. Apollos' son grew wide-eyed as his father continued. The slaughter went on all day, into the next night. The following day, August 25, the crown called a halt to this festival of carnage, but the mob they had inspired would not listen. The bodies of the Huguenots piled higher and higher to keep them from rotting in the streets. Many were cast into the Seine River. Before order could be restored in Paris, news of what had happened reached beyond the borders of France. The jubilant Pope commanded that a medal be struck to celebrate the occasion. The government of Spain was equally joyous to learn that the French were cleaning house. But even as the Catholic world rejoiced over the horror of what history books would call the St. Bartholomew's Day Massacre, the violence and the bloodshed spread to the provinces of France. In fact, Huguenots were still being butchered the first week of October in Rouen and in Lyon, in Bourges and in New Orleans, in Bordeaux, in Toulouse. Others were led to prison, protective custody, they were told, but they were killed there just the same. How many Huguenots died? Apollos' son asked. Nobody knows, Apollos answered. 70,000, they say, but surely more. The point is, my son, that you must never forget what happened. Because, he said, no matter how enlightened society sometimes seems, it could happen again. As the fire on the hearth subsided to glowing embers, Apollos recounted the military and the social struggle of more than a century following the massacre. By the time Apollos was born, Louis XIV had declared the Protestants had no rights whatsoever in France, civil or otherwise. The Huguenots fled to England, to Prussia, to Holland. Apollos himself had come to America as a Huguenot refugee. He had turned 13 during the lonely voyage to Boston. But just remember, he warned his small son once more, it could happen again. And the boy grew up remembering. You've doubtless seen his famous engraving of the Boston Massacre, which became one of the most successful implements of propaganda in all of history. But if you've ever wondered what was going through his mind the night of April 18, 1775, as Apollos Revoir's son Paul Revere, rode off to alert the Minutemen, it would be a good guess that he then and there was hearing the screams of a distant Holocaust. But then again, you know the rest of the story.